This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, with America's favorite capitalist evangelist and conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Relentless, in-your-face, anti-tax warrior, American May, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we're doing some fancy stuff around here. We moved our station from our entire syndication network from Phoenix to Dallas, Texas, and we changed all the music. In the next few days, you'll hear all new music.
Really?
Not only the open, but all the bumps, the ins and outs of the show.
Do you remember your first... For your first,
it used to be War by Edwin Starr was what we used to use.
Well, no, the first time you came on national radio, it was really funky.
Oh, the first time on national. Well, because see, here's the difference.
I like the War one.
A lot of people ask me, how come you went from like Edwin Starr War, which is really cool, to just some music, generic music? And the answer was because on national radio, you can get sued if you use someone else's song.
Yeah.
So we can't do that because we have affiliates, and each affiliate could be sued if they don't own the licensing agreement for the music. So you have to have original music that you own. So this was one of the fans on my show did the original
The first one was...
Yeah, the first one was funky. Yeah, yeah, no question about it. That was just provided...
And not like a good funky, like a
yeah,
bad...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was for a day. I changed it very quickly. It was for a week or two. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's true. Alright, but anyway, we have all new music that's coming in. Everything should be edited and ready to go in the next few days. Maybe, let's say starting next Monday. Should be on starting next Monday. A lot of changes around here.
Good.
We're trying to make this thing as good as you can be for a nationally syndicated show. I'm your SOB, son of a butcher, Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, relentless patriot, capitalist evangelist, American made. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. This show comes to you from the entertainment of Lotax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET. Thank you to the great Edward Stoltz, the owner, operator, founder of KBET, who gave me my first shot in radio. I will forever thank him. Thank you, USA Radio, for giving me my shot at national radio and syndicating it on stations all over this great country. Thank you that we are in the greatest country in the world ever blessed by God. Thank you, USA. And thank you, Tangible Investments, for being the main title sponsor of the show. They just called me today. The CEO told me he wants to use me as a spokesman and the face of the company in ads all over media.
Okay.
So they're going to start doing ads in many different places with Wayne Root, and we'll be recording those soon. Why Tangible Investments? Why are they the main title sponsor? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle coin right now. Get the coin. Go get it. Ready, set, go. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. This is the point where normally we say it's the most caller-friendly show in America, but for about 10 days, it's been the least caller-friendly show in America because we don't have the phone set up yet. We may have moved, but we were waiting for the phone company to come in to our new office building in Dallas and set up all the phone lines, and they are doing it right now as we speak, and we should be good tomorrow taking phone calls for the first time in 10 days. I've done a whole show without phone calls for 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
So it's a
that's
new,
a lot.
It's new
thing
kind
of like
me.
A filler, right? It kind of like gives you a little rest, right?
Well, yes.
It connects you with the audience. That's why I like radio so much.
Yes and yes. It's filler, and it makes the show go faster, and it also makes it easier for me, and it gives me a chance for my mind to rest. All good things.
All very
and it connects
things.
You to your audience. All good things.
Well,
that's why I love calls.
Ceiling.
But The last 2 weeks, doing it for the first time in my life with no callers, I generally print out, as your witness, a stack of news, you know, 50 to 100 articles for each show. And I get to 3 to 4 of them each show. And I've gotten to 30 of them or 40 of them for each show when there's no callers. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually getting much more important news out, discussing everything going on, and I can't do that when I take calls. And so you have to make a choice in life. Which one do you want? And so
I want the A1.
I want the callers.
I want the A1 brothers. That's what I want.
You want the A1 brothers. All right,
yeah.
I'm with you.
That's what I want.
Do you see the article?
44.
Big scandal.
Congressman.
Including
do a background Debbie
check.
Wasserman Schultz.
Yes.
Chairman of the DNC.
It's a joke.
Who was screaming about some security breach, but yet they wouldn't turn over their server to the FBI for forensic analysis, allowed Pakistanis unfettered access to our the most top secret information of this of these congressmen. And they'd go back to Pakistan, and they'd work remotely from Pakistan. And they weren't just caught the predicate, okay, of the Awan brothers and the family members being caught at the airport on bank fraud charges, and I put that in quotes.
Because we know it's not bank fraud.
Because
I mean, that's
we all know it's not bank fraud.
It's theft
that
of
was
national,
easy to get.
It's theft of national security.
But they didn't even background check Pakistani nationals?
Right, because Democrats don't care about things like that.
Well, but they are supposedly the national security hawks now.
No, no.
Right?
See, the issue is diversity.
Everybody.
The issue is diversity. If you're
well,
if you're black,
the issue wasn't
or you're foreign,
climate change.
If you're black, Hispanic, foreign, or illegal, there's no need for a background check because you make it a better world.
Right. Diversity.
It's a better
so
world.
Diversity doesn't have talent. Doesn't
it's a great world.
If you're a Pakistani spy, we don't care. You're Pakistani. Darn it.
What's that song? It's a wonderful world
small,
after all.
Small.
Is that what it was? Oh, it's a small world.
Yeah, you need to be on top.
I haven't been to Disney in 25 years.
Yeah. I'd rather
it's
not.
A small world after all.
I mean, it costs a family a fortune just to go there. But nonetheless, getting back to the Awan brothers.
Yes.
Unfettered access. If they would have even done, a credit check, they would have found out that, you know, they had debt and, some weird financial transaction.
And they had criminal background. Yeah.
And so they were just playing loosey-goosey with our national security.
And they got burned. It wasn't like they got lucky and they didn't go after
and
their security. They
did. And Xavier Becerra.
Yes.
That
Marxist. Attorney General, yes.
That a Hispanic nationalist.
Yes, who believes that Nevada should be part of Mexico.
Aztlan. Yeah, we talked about Aztlan. Yeah, Aztlan. He gave a fake.
Did you say Aztlan or did you say Aztlan?
Aztlan. He gave a fake server.
Yes.
Or doc, is it server? Or no, hard drive. A fake hard drive, or server, I think it was, to the FBI.
Why? Why did he do that?
Well, obviously he has something to hide.
No, but I'm not sure. This is
I'm
new
really
to me.
I'm not sure, but
this is news
like
to me.
An
what
invasion.
Were they, why were they and, even and, questioning him? What did the FBI have to do with Xavier Becerra?
Because he was one of the congressmen.
Oh, this is before he's attorney general. He's a congressman, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, he had Awan brothers as yes. his guys.
Correct.
Oh, God, there is
and a, turned over
there
and
is a God in heaven. So is he going to be prosecuted?
Well, I don't know.
With Jeff Sessions,
I'm
maybe
kind of,
not.
I guess people aren't getting prosecuted
but
these
listen,
days.
But listen, Jeff Sessions, as corrupted as he appears to be in many ways, has still always surprises me in a good way about one issue, illegal immigration, right?
Well, that was always his...
Right.
That was always his
bailiwick. His only good issue, that's it.
That's always
so he should go after Becerra, of all people. He should go after him. That's a thorn in his side. Just like he did,
of course.
He did go after McCabe, right? Because McCabe was investigating him.
I know that the wheels of justice move slow. And there's been so much amazing evidence. And also, the DOJ is stalling documents. The FBI is still stalling. Finally, Mueller turned over all the documents. The problem is that you have government officials protecting other government officials. That has nothing to do about justice. This has nothing to do about the law. But someone's got to enforce the law. And everything from lying to the FBI, whether that was James Comey or whether it was James Clapper, or this Andrew McCabe, I'm glad he's raised $500,000 because he's going to need it for legal fees. And maybe he'll have to mortgage or sell his house, much like
Did
General
you
Flynn.
Did you hear the interesting part of his raising that money? That's what's going to open him up to prosecution. Some of the people that gave
See,
money...
See, that's what a Democrat keep talking. And
yeah, yeah, some of the money he raised was in $5,000 increments on GoFundMe.
Uh-huh.
And it came from people who have conflicts of interest who might have given him the money to keep him from
See,
dropping
lawless,
a dime on
the
them.
The lawless don't get... The fact that when they do break the law, they're not going to be covered anymore because there's a new president.
Theoretically, if Jeff Sessions ever does his job. Theoretically.
I like this outside prosecutor, though, from Utah.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't trust anyone.
But yeah, so the Alwan brothers that no one's talking about because everyone was too busy trying to save Laura and get involved in her campaign, and, you know, that's what the press wanted to talk about.
The Arwan situation with Debbie Shields Wasserman, Wasserman Schultz, she's gotten away with murder. She really has, because this has never been on the national radar.
She rigged
never.
A primary.
I'm saying it's never
election.
Been on the national radar, the
that's
Arwan
right.
part of it.
Of course.
It. Never.
Because the media is telling us that John F. Kennedy is a legend.
Right.
Okay? I mean, that's what they want to talk about. They own the narrative. They aren't going to talk about what's directly in front of our faces, and we can't even find it on the web, because if I Google Alwan Brothers, it's not going to take me to the report from the Daily Caller, the investigative report.
It's going to take you to the Washington Post.
Yeah, it's going to take me to, exactly, or maybe some random blog out in Idaho somewhere, you know, or Oregon,
yeah.
Portland.
So I want to get to one thing before we're done for the day. And that is that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia recognizes
Maybe.
Israel's right to exist.
I'm telling you,
as sure as I'm standing here, this ties to the Vegas Master.
Yes, it does.
Trump wanted all of this to protect Israel and to move forward with Israel, Saudi Arabia, and America as friends. And therefore, he cut a deal with Saudi Arabia. If they're willing to rid their kingdom of the Muslim Brotherhood and Muslim extremism and ISIS and the financing of Muslim terror, mm-hmm. he would never disclose to the world that all the Vegas Massacre was financed by... was carried out by Islamic terrorists, I believe, mm-hmm. and was funded by Saudi Arabian billionaire princes.
Okay.
That's the deal that was cut, in my opinion.
How many princes did they arrest?
They arrested 300 plus.
They wiped out the entire financial network.
Correct. Correct. They confiscated, I think the number is like $300
billion. Yeah.
And one of them alone was worth $20 billion, and I can never pronounce his name, I remember his name, but he happens to be the owner of the Four Seasons Hotel in Vegas, which sits atop Mandalay Bay. Why was he one of the ones arrested? Because maybe he finances Islamic terrorism? Could it have been that he financed the attack that went on at the Vegas Massacre?
The amount of artillery? The amount of artillery?
Yeah, yeah. Who knows what these people are involved with? But I always said it involves Saudi Arabia, financing of terrorism by Saudi princes, and a Donald Trump deal to clean up the kingdom and move forward as allies with Israel and Saudi Arabia. I always said that. It's always coming. It's coming.
And he referred to as Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran as the Middle Eastern Hitler.
Yeah.
Well, that means Obama gave the Middle Eastern Hitler $200 billion?
Wayne Allyn-Root, worn out. Thank you, Megan Barth, ReaganBay.com. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
5716.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Call Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior, now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I told you about Bullet Blocker. Now we'll tell you about Blue Blocker. They should join together, I'm telling you. They should join forces. Bullet Blocker, BlueBlocker.com. I can see it now. They got bulletproof backpacks and bulletproof sunglasses. Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blockers. Great sunglasses. I don't go anywhere without my Blue Blockers. How good are they? America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. They provide the best eye protection you could own, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses. See, like blue blockers are like bullet blockers. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. Blue Blocker has heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So between the Blue Blocker sunglasses and the Bullet Blocker backpack, your kid is safe. Call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Remember, it's summer season coming up. You need your sunglasses. Where do you find two great pairs for $20 a pop? Give them to both your kids. Give one to you, one to your spouse. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Call toll-free, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777. Like 77 Sunset Strip. All right. I was talking when Megan was here about the Stormy effect, and I just do find it fascinating that President Trump's support among women dropped this month as he battled controversies surrounding alleged affairs with adult film actress Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. Support from women fell from 41 to 35% in the new Harris poll, but that's BS. Because all these polls are frauds. They oversample Democrats, and they ask every voter instead of only likely voters, which is what Rasmussen does. So his support from 41 to 35 probably means it really fell from like 49 to 41. But it fell. I don't doubt that. But at the same time that happened, his support among men rose 3 points to 53%, which probably means it rose 6 points to like 60%, because they oversample Democrats. Harvard Harris poll co-director Mark Penn said, and again, Mark Penn is a big Democrat. I seem to remember he ran the Clinton campaign. You can't believe a word these people say. They oversample Democrats. But Mark Penn said the growing gender gap in the poll is the result of the Stormy effect. Whilst President Trump's overall ratings are stable, his support increased among men, dropped among women. This was taken right after the Stormy Daniels interview. So I think this increased gender polarization is called the Stormy effect. And so she was on 60 Minutes. She spilled the beans of what she claims happened. I repeat again, I believe it probably happened, but you can't prove that. And she can't prove that, but it probably happened. And women got turned off because he cheated on his beautiful wife, Melania. Men, on the other hand, looked at Stormy and said, wow, she's kind of sexy. And Donald Trump's a manly kind of man, you know? Just like men shrugged off the locker room conversation and said, guys, are you kidding me? That's what guys say in a locker room. Don't get mad at Trump over that. In any case, I think it's very, that part of it is very true. I don't believe the numbers for a second. Trump's doing much better than that, as I told you at the beginning of yesterday's show with Rasmussen. He's at 50% approval. Having said that, I do believe there is an effect where women down and men up a little bit. California Democratic Representative Ted Lieu threatens mass civil unrest if Trump fires Mueller. Really? Does he know? Is he going to be the one fueling the flames? Is he the one that's going to be leading, rioting in the street? Really? A California Democratic congressman? Ted Lieu? Come on, these guys are such commies. Ted Lieu is such an extreme, radical, nutcase liberal that he's a commie. And so, of course, he's going to say something like that. You know? But the reality is, inspired in part by Watergate, in 1978, Congress passed the Ethics in Government Act, which established formal rules for the appointment of a special prosecutor or counsel. And so they're trying to tell you, oh, it's, you know, this is official stuff. You can't undo it. The current special counsel regulations specify special counsel may be disciplined or removed from office only by an action of the Attorney General, not by the President of the United States, they're saying, only by an action of the Attorney General. The Attorney General works for the President of the United States, which means the President can fire a special prosecutor such as Robert Mueller, who in nearly 11 months since he was appointed to investigate Russian collusion has found no evidence of any Russian collusion. But Representative Ted Lieu, Democrat California, Northern California, like other Democrats, refuses to abide by the special counsel regulations. Instead, Lieu attempts to intimidate and bully President Trump by threatening widespread civil unrest if Trump fires Mueller. And I've said from the beginning, A, I don't mind if you fire him. I think it's great. Fire him. But B, just name a special prosecutor to investigate Mueller. That solves the problem. Warn out. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War. USA Radio News.
A woman went on a gun rampage at the San Bruno, California headquarters of YouTube and wounded at least three people before apparently killing herself. San Bruno Police Chief Ed Barberini spoke to reporters earlier today.
At 12:46 p.m. this afternoon, San Bruno Police Department received numerous 911 calls regarding gunshots at the YouTube campus located on Cherry Avenue in our city. San Bruno Police arrived on scene at 12:48 and immediately began a search for a possible shooter or suspect. We did encounter one victim with an apparent gunshot wound towards the front of the business as we arrived. Several minutes later, while conducting a search of the premises, officers located a second individual with a gunshot wound that appears to may have been self-inflicted.
According to the Los Angeles Times, authorities believe it was a domestic dispute with no relationship to terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my great buddy Kip Herridge, founded VRA, Vertical Research. To go, and he's beaten the S&P 500 14 out of 15 years. Don't take my word for it. Just go check it out, VRAinsider.com. Since 2014, total net gain on all positions he recommends in his VRA Insider online newsletter every day, up 2,413% since 2014. Don't take my word for it. Go check it out at VRAinsider.com. Get 2 weeks free only at VRAinsider.com. It's a website he made up just for the listeners of my show, VRAinsider.com. You get the newsletter every single day, but this website was made up just for you to go there and check it all out and get your 2 weeks free. Collect your 2 weeks free at VRAinsider.com. Thank you, Kip Herridge. Great stuff. I get his newsletter every single morning. I made a fortune on his gold recommendations and also his gold mining stocks. And Kip is the greatest. VRAinsider.com. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. All right, we've got our guest, James Hurston here, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. Expertise is the entertainment industry. His website is jameshurston.com. James, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne Root. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I see you have a column out that is entitled Facebook Feels Left-Wing Media Wrath. Tell us all about that, because I thought Facebook was feeling right-wing wrath, but it's feeling left-wing wrath, so it's really got nothing left. Big mistake.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg has led his company into a corner. But, you know, up until just recently, Facebook was the darling of liberals and the left wing. But what happened is, of course, this Cambridge Analytica story about they're a British consulting firm. They got involved with the misuse of Facebook data that involved 15 million Facebook users. And, you know, all of a sudden the left wing is all exercised, wanting Zuckerberg's head because Trump is involved, because the Trump campaign retained Cambridge Analytica. But what's striking is that the media, even the government, has ignored the fact that Facebook gave data, gave it, no charge, to the Obama campaign in 2012 for 190 million people, four times the amount of people, and that violates the law. It violates Facebook, violated the law, and the Obama campaign violated the law. It's a slam dunk violation, a very serious one, and the evidence is on social media because one of the key staffers of Facebook bragged about how, the staffers of the Obama campaign bragged that Facebook had given them this data, quote, because they were on our side. It's just unbelievable to me that this story is ignored. And under the law, if, let's say, somebody gives services or products or something of value to a campaign, and that someone is a corporation, that's called an in-kind contribution. It violates the law administratively, so the Federal Election Commission can launch an investigation. But also criminally, if it's a willful violation, which this appears to be, and the Department of Justice can launch an investigation, and both Facebook and the Obama campaign should have investigations launched, whereas the Trump campaign paid for the data, and they have not violated the law. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. It's just such a horrible double standard of the media. It's just ridiculous. Let's move on to Roseanne, because that's one that makes my heart beat a little bit faster and gets me really excited. I think it's great. I've been arguing, you know, I produce reality shows, and I think I've mentioned this to you before. I've had three hit reality shows on TV, and my partner is a real liberal back in New York. Great guy. He's one of my best friends, but he's a real liberal. And so, you know, I'm always arguing with him that if you ever put a show on TV, the first one ever that was positive to Trump, you'd get 63 million Trump people to take a look at it, and you'd have the biggest hit on your hands in the history of TV. And sure enough, Roseanne did it. I didn't do it. My partner wouldn't let me do it, but Roseanne did it. She puts the first pro-Trump show on, and it's the biggest hit. In many ways, one of the biggest hits in modern history, right? 25 million, not 18 million like on the first Sunday, but when you add in the people who watched on TiVo, delayed response, 25 million viewers.
Right, and, you know, the 18 million number was the biggest hit for ABC for a broadcast show in 12 years. That time shift number, which added 6.6 million, that is an all-time record since Nielsen has been measuring it. This is a phenomenon. It is an absolute phenomenon, and we ought to give a lot of credit. Roseanne took a huge risk. To show you how risky it is, on the social media, the left-wing trolls and bots are now calling Roseanne a racist. And, of course, it's predictable, you know. And the cast members are out there trying to backtrack from their involvement with the show. Sarah Gilbert says, well, we didn't mention Trump's name, and we'll never mention his name. And it's not a political show. So the environment in Hollywood is still very hostile, of course. But Roseanne left Hollywood, both mentally and physically, years ago. She went to Hawaii, and I believe Roseanne has had a metanoia, a mental conversion, partially because she was following very closely the Edward Snowden case, you know, from the left side. And she came to the conclusion, as so many people who back Trump, that both parties are corrupt. And that there's this horrible bureaucracy in Washington that we not affectionately refer to as the swamp. And, you know, Roseanne's been very active on social media. Her views have been right out there. But now I hope that she's very careful, because Media Matters, the Soros organizations and stuff, they're chomping at the bit to basically do what they did to Laura Ingraham. They basically want to find something on Roseanne to attack this show, because it's a big threat. It communicated with a large audience. It was entertaining as heck. It was well written. And look, this is a talented cast, and it's going to continue. I'm sure that its ratings are going to be high. And it's rocked Hollywood.
Well, James, here's my question. All of this is based on week one, which was two Sundays ago. What about just this Sunday, 2 days ago? What, weren't there new ratings out already?
Well, it's out. I think the show's on tonight, is it not?
I thought it was on Sunday 2 weeks ago, no? Maybe that was the wrong night.
I think it was on the original show. It was actually an hour show, and I thought it was on a weeknight, but I could be wrong. But in any case, we don't have the ratings for the next iteration, but I'm going to bet it's going to be hot.
All right, so Chris is my board op. He says the first show was last Tuesday, so that means it's on tonight, is show number two.
I think it's on tonight. I think it's going to rock the world again.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. Absolutely, yeah. Sure. And by the way, you mentioned how crazy they are in Hollywood, you know, how crazed anti-Trump they are. But there's a story out in the media today, James Herson, that two women attack a Trump supporter at a D.C. restaurant and call him a racist. So, I mean, you know, it's New York, it's L.A., it's D.C., it's Chicago, all the big cities, Baltimore, Detroit. If the population is mostly Democrats, they're Trump crazy. They're just nuts, these people. They want to attack you and call you racist.
Roseanne didn't hit the top 10 in New York or Los Angeles, but she hit in all of the Rust Belt states. She hit in Tulsa, huge numbers. It is the deplorable, the $63 million you talked about coming out for this show.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame Roseanne can't win the election on the electoral vote. You know, it sounds like she was a big winner electorally in all those same Rust Belt states that Trump won. She could be president, for God's sakes, you know? And it's no joke.
Yeah,
she ran for president. You remember that?
Maybe a future running mate.
You remember that, right? She ran for president.
Oh, yeah, she did on the Green Party ticket. But that's when she was a crazy left-winger.
Yeah, I think it was the same year that I ran for president as a Libertarian in 2008. I believe Roseanne was running for the Green nomination that year, but what's-his-name got it? You know, the usual guy. What's his name? No. Gary Johnson's the Libertarian. I'm saying Green Party's...
You could have debated her had you gotten the nomination of the Libertarian Party. You would have been
Yeah. Well, I got the VP nomination. I wound up with the VP.
I remember that.
And the Green Party, I debated the Green Party VP. So if it had been Roseanne, I would have debated her. But I'm trying to remember the name of the guy. He's the lifelong anti-corporate guy who always wins the Green Party nomination every year, year after year. I just cannot remember his name. It's on the tip of my...
Yeah, the only Green Party candidate I can remember is Jill Stein. So I don't remember the Green Party guy.
All right, but
I
we'll think of it in the next segment. I'll find it during the ad break, and I'll tell you when we come back. But in any case, I think it's interesting that, you know, I said it would happen, and it's happened. The first one is the one who always succeeds, not the second, not the third, not the copycat, the first one. And Roseanne was first to market. And give some credit, James Herson, I'm shocked that ABC allowed her to do that. Shocked.
Well, I think it's because of the clout that she has. And she knew that Tim Allen had gotten canceled, you know. So she went out there up against ABC, Disney, and now the executives, and I know a lot of the executives in Hollywood, their eyes are opened. There's going to be some copycat. Reportedly, Fox Network is trying to bring back Tim Allen's Last Man Standing. So there'll be a little bit of copycat going on. It's not going to change Hollywood, but it might come in time for the midterm election.
All right, the name I was trying to pull out of a hat is Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader, of course.
Yeah. So he was the candidate in 2008, and the VP was the, I can't remember the VP's name. I think it was Matt Gonzalez. He wound up being a VP candidate who debated against me. We'll be right back. More with James Herson. War Now.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War not. Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wade Allyn-Root, the conservative warrior now at 844-WAR-NOW-1. That's 844-WAR-NOW-1. 844-927-6691. Now, back to war.
All right, big victory for my New York Yankees today, 11-4. D.D. Gregorius with two home runs. So not the big bats that you expect to have the two home runs. Nothing from Stanton, nothing from Judge, although Judge did go 2-for-3 with two hits today. But D.D. Gregorius with two home runs, smacking two home runs, and 8 RBIs today in one game. 8 RBIs. Wow, that's amazing. D.D. Gregorius with a big day. All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and your hospital. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month. That's what I pay. That's my cost. I'm loving it. I'm saving a fortune. Thank you so very much, Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 last year. I'm going to save $18,000 this year. That's $36,000. That's probably the average salary in America is right around $36,000. I saved that much in the last 2 years just because I didn't pay for Aetna health insurance, which wanted $2,000 a month and covered nothing. and Liberty HealthShare has been a joy. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, and may you take care of all of my listeners. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, toll-free anywhere in the United States, LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org, or 855-585-4237. All right, so stories in the news. James Hurston is our Hollywood guy. His website's jameshurston.com, New York Times best-selling author. And I wanted to ask James about Laura Ingraham, because I think that stands at the top of my news, making my Easter Passover weekend. I'm so grateful that Fox News stayed by and stood with Laura Ingraham. Thank you, Fox News. I think Laura's great. She's one of the nicest people I've ever met in the media, and she's always been gracious and nice and humble with me, and so I think she deserved to keep her job.
Absolutely.
James, are you there?
There you amen, go. Brother. You know, this was a lesson. There was a lesson for Fox. There's a lesson for all of us. President Trump is right in the way he deals with his enemies. You do not apologize to these people. They, you know, in the beginning, Laura, as gracious as she is, she tried to give this hog kid, aptly named, a form of an apology. She invoked Holy Week, and she said, I'll apologize. What she had done was perfectly legitimate. It was publicized that he got turned down from colleges, and he was complaining about it. There were other, you know, networks like CNN and MSNBC that were chastising the universities for not accepting this guy, who's basically a tool of left-wing organizations. So I agree with you. I think Fox did it right now, and I think this guy should be ignored, David Hogg. And Laura Ingraham, thankfully, is going back on the air next week and having her Ingraham Angle show, as she always does. And that basic campaign that was conducted by Soros-related organizations like Media Matters did not succeed. And they're going to keep trying, but they didn't succeed this time.
Well, interestingly enough, I have been besieged with emails by David Hogg, who watched my Friday night show, James Hurston, watched my Friday TV show on Newsmax, where I criticized him very severely and defended Laura Ingraham. And David Hogg, I always give my email on that show, and I ask anybody that wants to can write to me, and I always answer every email. And David Hogg wrote to me. And we have been emailing back and forth for the last 4 days. And I just added it up. There's 87 emails between the two of us over the last 4 days. And today, just in the last hour, David Hogg emailed and said, would love to come on your show today or tomorrow. I told him I wanted to debate him. I wanted to have him on the show, and he wants to come on. But unfortunately, we book our guests a week in advance. I told him, just have your agent contact Andrew Paul. We'll set it up for next week. I'm perfectly willing to debate him anytime, anywhere. As much as I disagree with everything he believes in, I believe more in the First Amendment. He has a right to say it. I have a right to say it. And we all have a right to have opinions without being hounded out of business. And I said, if you want to hound me out of business, you can't come on my show. But if you're going to be respectful, you're going to let me get my views out. I'll let you get your views out. May the best man win. You're invited on my show. And now he took me up on it. So we'll probably set that up for the next week. I think that'll be an interesting debate.
Well, I don't think he's capable, really, of an intellectual debate. I think he's basically, he's a high school kid, and he's being used, as all these high school kids from Parkland are. They're scripted. They're backed by this group of left-wing organizations. But the scary thing is that 12 corporate sponsors were convinced by this non-event to drop their advertising from Fox. That's very disturbing to me.
Very scary.
I agree with you. I believe in the First Amendment. It's just that he was part of what was stagecraft, what was theater. That
well, by the way, you put it best. It's a non-event, James Hurston.
And it's not.
I was just saying, it's a non-event. She didn't say anything wrong. She didn't really say anything at all. The whole thing was so innocuous, I can't even believe it led to what it led to, right?
Right. I don't believe these sponsors. But see, the problem is they get scared by these Twitter bots.
Right.
And they start to believe that there's really some spontaneous uprising happening in the social media, and it's fake. But we have...
James, we're on the way out. We got to run. Thank you, James Hurston, jameshurston.com. Wayne Allyn Root, be right back on Newsmax TV.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.